بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار. ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار. ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا برارا. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كل نفس ذائقة الموت. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver. This is dunya. One minute you are here and the next minute you are gone. Every soul shall taste of death. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمُوتِ. Nobody is spared from mort. Allah has made this the system. We come into dunya. We live for a period of years. The lifespan, nobody knows exactly how long he is going to live. And that is why Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi used to say, the strange is a visa of life. This visa, nobody knows the expiry date. Nobody can extend it. It comes at its time, not one second early, not one second late. So we know today is a janazah. May Allah Ta'ala grant Hafiz Abdullah maghfirat, give him jannatul firdaus, and grant his family sabr jameel. He is fortunate, three of all his children, all hufaz kiram, and these are all mubarak days. We know he went to purchase sheep or whatever it was. Maut was written for him. May Allah Ta'ala bring the make the janazah, everything go well, with ease. Allah make it easy for his family. But these are for us to reflect. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, remember death in often. أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِي مِنْ لَذَّاتِ يَعْنِي الْمَوْتِ. It is the terminator of all pleasures. The moment mort strikes, everything comes to an end. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and of course in the time of Salafi Salihin after that, there are so many incidents of people who had a very mubarak maut. Books have been written. I will just mention two. One was a sahabi by the name of Dhul Bijadain rahmatullah radiyallahu ta'ala. Bijad in Arabic means a sheet. Bijadain means two pieces of the sheet, two sheets. So his name was Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala. He was a young sahabi living in Makkah. He embraced Islam. And when he embraced Islam, he was living with his father's brothers, his uncles. His father had passed on. He had a mother. And he had his uncles. And they were all mushrikeen. And when he embraced Islam, they became very, very annoyed, very angry. And they forced him to renounce Islam. He refused. So they tied him up, they fettered him, they chained him, and they stripped him of his clothes. After some time, he managed to escape from there. He runs to his mother, she gives him this one sheet. He covers himself with this huge shawl or a sheet, and he manages to make hijrah to Madina Munawwara. And when he enters the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was present at that time and sees him. And the moment he sees him wearing, so his mother had made two garments, two sheets. She tore the sheet and gave him an izar, a lungi, and an upper garment. The moment Rasulullah sees him, he says, Ya dhal bijadain, O person of two sheets. So he became famously known as Bijadain, Dhul Bijadain. He's living in Madina Munawwara. The expedition of Tabuk takes place, 9th year of the Hijrah. One night, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, the great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says, I saw in the distance some light shining. So I went closer and I realized that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was burying somebody. The qabr was dug and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is inside the qabr. And as Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala and Umar radiallahu ta'ala, both have got a janazah in their hand, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is standing down, and they're lowering the body. Imagine Rasulullah himself burying this sahabi with his mubarak hands in his qabr. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Umar radiallahu ta'ala, they bring your brother closer, bring him closer, lower him, and finally Rasulullah sallallahu lowers him and places him into the qabr. And then Rasulullah says something. And Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu had gone drawn very closer and he could hear the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes a dua. Allahumma inni amsaytu anhu radin. Wallah, I am happy with this sahabi of mine. Fakun anta bihi radin. Ya Allah, fakun anta bihi radin. You also become happy with him. Ya Allah, may unse razi hu. Allah, tu bhi unse razi ho ja. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala is that caliber of sahabi regarding whom Rasulullah mentioned once when he was climbing the tree and the wind blew and the sahaba saw that he had very thin shins. So some people began to laugh. Rasulullah remarked at that time that the feet of Abdullah bin Mas'ud will be more stronger and stable and firm than the Mount of Uhud in the day of Qiyamah. And this Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, when he hears the dua that Rasulullah is making for Dhul Bijadain, he says, how I wish I was the inmate of this qabr to be blessed with the dua of Rasulullah. Another sahabi by the name of Talha ibn al-Bara radiallahu ta'ala, he was very ill. Rasulullah visits him and Rasulullah could make out from his face that these are his last few moments. He tells the Sahaba, please inform me when he leaves this world, so I can be present for his janazah. After Rasulullah leaves this Sahabi, Talha bin Bara radiallahu anhu, tells the people around him, his family, listen here, it's late part of the night. If I pass away now at night, don't inform Rasulullah. Why? Because I'm afraid, perhaps whilst he is coming for my janazah, some enemy might attack him. I don't want to cause any taklif to my Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just bury me. And he passed away that night. So they buried him. The next morning when Rasulullah was informed, he became angry. He said, why didn't you inform me? So they explained this what happened. Rasulullah goes to the Qabristan and he makes dua for him. And he says, Allahumma ilqa Talha, wa Allah meet Talha, wa anta tadhaku ilayhi wa hu yadhaku ilayk. In the condition that, oh my Allah, you must be smiling at him and he must be smiling at you. All of us are in the safar going towards akhirat. May Allah grant each one of us a good maut with iman. We are in this dunya for one or two days only. You know, in the ayat of the Quran which we hear so regularly, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha wal tandur nafsum ma qaddamat li ghad. That, O believers, fear Allah, and each soul should see what it prepared for the next day, for tomorrow. Ghad in Arabic means tomorrow. Imam Razi rahmatullahi alayhi in his tafsir, he writes, each one of us has two tomorrows. لِكُلِّ إِنسَانٍ غَدَانٍ. We have two tomorrows. One tomorrow is the tomorrow of this world. And the other tomorrow is the tomorrow of the Akhirah. And then he expounds on this and he explains. He says the tomorrow of the Akhirah is far greater, better than the tomorrow of this world. Why? Tomorrow of the Akhirah is guaranteed. Tomorrow of this world is no guarantee. Marhum meant today. He didn't know he'll see. He won't see tomorrow. None of us know whether we'll pass away tonight. We'll see tomorrow. Just a few days ago, we heard a brother, his mother passed away. And he went to bury his own mother in the Qabristan. Maut came to him. He also passed away. That is dunya. That is life. Last year, Hajj, the son passed away first. And not a few days after that, the mother also passed away in Hajj. So we have to be prepared for the tomorrow of the Akhirah. And then he says, than the tomorrow of dunya. See, suppose a person lives tomorrow, but there's no guarantee that you will have good health. How many a person wakes up in the morning, Allah save us, Allah protect us, wakes up blind, or he's got a stroke, or a heart attack, he's unable to move. In the Akhirah, there's no such thing as that. Either you're in perpetual happiness, bliss, or person is into Jahannam forever, Allah protect us. Then he says, okay, for argument's sake, a person is living tomorrow, he has good health, everything, but even then, his enjoyment is short-lived. Everything is doing so well. Suddenly somebody is playing, and next minute there's a freak accident, and then everybody has to rush now to the hospital, and somebody passes away. So that enjoyment also comes to an end. But the enjoyment of the Akhirah is forever and ever and ever. So in short, this is our purpose in this dunya. We've heard so many bayans, and we talk about Islah for ourselves. Every single one of us, whether the person is an alim, a scholar, whether you're a student, whether you're a businessman, whether you're a rich man, poor man, whatever it is, all of us have this heart. And the effort has to be made on this heart to make this heart pure, to make it a qalbun salimun, such that it's presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a good, pure condition. See, in this dunya we have a choice. Either we want hayatan tayyiba, a pure life, or we want a life of a filthy life, a life which is morbid, immoral, filthy. So we have the choice which one we want to choose. Hayatan tayyiba, a pure life. A life in the dhikr of Allah, in the itaat of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A life where a person is now enjoying every moment in his ibadah towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other life is a life of sins. He doesn't care what he is doing. He feels he is free. Nobody can tell him anything. He follows his whims, his fancies. He becomes a slave of his nafs, his desires. So there is a real life compared to a fake life. There's a life of sa'adat compared to a life of shaqawa. Sa'adat means a person is successful, he's happy, he has felicity. But a person who has shaqawa, it's a miserable life. It's a wretched life. Outwardly he may have, as Mufti Taqi Sahib says, Damat Barakatum, he has asbab of raha. He has all the means of comfort. Got a nice car, home, everything. He's got an aircon. So he has all the means of having a beautiful life. But inside he's parishan. Inside there's turmoil. There's no peace of mind. There's no serenity. And sometimes another person may have no asbab of raha. The poor man. Yet he's enjoying his life. And the enjoyment of life, we're talking, he's got peace of mind, serenity, he's happy, he's content. Hazrat Ari Bilal Rahmatullah used to say, Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah, something to this effect, that Mum e kabab. He's enjoying the food. Nice, delicious food. Lekin dil par azab. But the dil, the heart is suffering. It's being tortured. Pain, suffering. Why? Because of sins. There's no change in his life. There's no sukoon. He's looking for something to give him that sukoon. So may Allah grant all of us sukoon. Allah give us itminan of the qalb. Allah help us to focus and prepare. This journey has already commenced. Before it comes to an end, let us make sure that the remaining days of this journey that we have, the remaining of our life, is lived in purity. A life of hayatan tayyibah. Tawbah, istighfar for the past, whatever gunas we have committed. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to be firm, strong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran Majid, Surah Al-A'raf, وَالْبَلَدُ الطَّيِّبُ يَخْرُجُ نَبَاتُهُ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ وَالَّذِي خَبُثَ لَا يَخْرُجُ إِلَّا نَكِدًا. Allah gives an example of a pure land. So those who do farming will understand that the soil has to be fertile. Soil is rich, it's pure, clean soil, good soil. So when the rain comes, the soil absorbs the water. And eventually, crops grow. وَالْبَلَدُ الطَّيِّبُ يَخْرُجُ نَبَاتُهُ. Its produce emerges بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِ, with the permission of Allah. So sometimes you can have good soil also, and you can have good rain also. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give permission, then crops will not grow. But here, we are talking now, there's soil, good soil, the rain is coming, Allah gives permission, and we find that there is good produce. Vegetation, there's fruit, everything. And وَالَّذِي خَبُثَ, and that soil which is not pure, that soil which is not good, خَبُث, as compared to طَيِّب, طَيِّب means pure, خَبُث, something which is impure, that will not produce إِلَّا نَكِدَ, نَكِدَ which simply means that the produce won't be enough, it'll be very sparse, perhaps a little bit of produce, but more weeds. The growth is not good. Like that, Mufassirin have explained that we have these hearts. The heart has to be pure. The rain that is wahi from Allah, Quran, dhikr, that comes onto this heart, purifies this heart, cleanses this heart, and what is produced? Amali saliha, good deeds. But if his heart is impure, there's filth in his heart. Some woman has come into our heart, some man has come into the heart of the woman. A person has become arrogant, proud, he's jealous, he's enmity for others. He cannot see somebody doing better in his business. Person is lying, cheating, deceiving his customers, being disloyal, making khiyana. He makes promises, he breaks his promise. All these things, what he does, brings weeds in our heart. It makes the heart corroded, makes the heart rusted. Quran mentions very beautifully, "Kalla bal rana ala qulubihim ma kanu yaksibun." That rust has corroded the heart because of the doings. The spiritual heart becomes rusted, becomes heavy, becomes dark. In hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when a person commits one sin, then one black dot appears on his heart. And if he continues, he persists in gunas, or that particular guna, or he's committing more gunas, that black dot grows in size, it grows more and more and more and more, until the entire heart becomes engulfed in darkness. Perhaps you and I may not feel it. But the moment we come into a good environment, like we had in the month of Ramadan, now Hajj is coming, Qurbani, people keep roza, when you're reading tilawat of the Quran, making dhikr, sitting in good company, then you will feel, my heart is not feeling very good. You will feel that bechaini, restlessness. But what is important after that, is to make sure we purify and cleanse our hearts. Because this black dot just grows in size, becomes darker and darker. One hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm just giving the gist of the hadith. We have vessels, we have containers. So what we do in these containers, we fill those containers. Like that Allah has containers, vessels in this world. And what are those vessels? The hearts of the people. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلُ Allah only accepts those aniyah or that vessel which is ma safa, which is pure. وَمَا صَلُوبَ It is strong. وَمَا رَقَّ And that which is gentle, it is soft. Ulama explained, safa means that heart is pure. There is no blemish of guna and sin. The moment a person sins, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ The person who commits any immorality, immodesty, any evil act, any morbid act, immediately he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he makes tawbah istighfar. And the moment he does this, then what's going to happen? That sin, the effect of the sin will be washed away. So now his heart is becoming pure. He doesn't have enmity in his heart. He forgives. He has humility in his heart. He doesn't walk with pride, arrogance. He humbles himself. So that heart becomes a pure heart. Saluba, it is strong. Strong in establishing the ahkam of sharia. It is strong in amar bil ma'ruf. Strong in nahi anil munkar. The person is not a weak person, that very easily he falls into some haram. If he's in an evil environment, then very easily he slips. He's got friends, they're going on a Saturday night somewhere, and they offer him some substance, and he is unable to tell them no, then very easily he slips and he falls into that. Person has to have a strong heart. And raqqa, he must have raham, mercy in his heart. Somebody did something wrong, he asks you for maaf, you forgive the person. Your heart must be soft, how you deal with people, your wife at home. Outside in the masjid, in public, mashallah, he looks like Allah wala. But inside the house, only Allah ta'ala knows how he abuses his wife, his children, sometimes his parents. Unfortunately, we see today, very, very common, how people talk to their parents. The old mother cannot hear properly, the father cannot hear properly. But the way we respond, the way we talk to the person, as though we have no shame, haya in our lives. So Allah wants his heart to become pure. For this, what is required, O Mashayikh, say mujahada. So as I said in the beginning, each one of us, nobody is sitting here as now completely, he's got no sins, he's ma'asum. No, we all have committed sins. May Allah make sattari, may Allah conceal our sins, our weaknesses. But this mujahada is an ongoing process. Where your nafs is inviting you towards haram. For example, you come out as a very pretty woman and your glance fell on her. Now the nafs is pulling you towards that woman. At that moment, you have to remind yourself that my Allah is watching. And I cannot displease my Allah. My Allah is most powerful. If Allah wishes at this very moment, He can block my eyes, He can blind me. If Allah wishes, He can just make my body become or disfigure me. So I have to lower my gaze because my Allah has commanded me. And the moment he lowers his gaze for the sake of Allah, it will naturally cause him pain. He was getting something very, very so-called, giving him some pleasure. Because he would have looked at that woman. It will give him some pleasure. But now for the sake of Allah, he's going to resist. He's going to refrain from looking at that woman. So when he lowers his glance, he turns his face away, for that few seconds it will cause him some type of pain, as though he's missing out. But immediately Allah replaces that pain with the sweetness of Iman. Allah gives him the sweetness of Iman. And if a person continues in this way, that despite his environment, his working conditions, in the corporate world, in school, in madrasa, in the college, in the business, whatever it is. Shaitan is very shrewd. Sometimes your ibadat is going so well. You're keeping roza, everything going so beautiful. You're feeling good also. And suddenly somebody comes. And now she's offering you something that she's selling. She's the rep. And she places everything and she'll sweet talk. Now how she's dressed. Now shaitan will start and nafs will start. Nafs will prompt you. Just ek nazar dal do. Look at her once. Khalas. That one will lead to another, another, the entire day's roza, ibadat, all being washed away. You must have heard the story before. There was a person who had a parrot. Maulana Masnavi Rahmatullah and Rumi Rahmatullah is mentioned in Masnavi. He had this very beautiful parrot of his. His pet had a beautiful cage in which he had this parrot. He was very fond of this parrot, always listening to the parrot and talking to the parrot. It kept him going. And now he's going to India for some work. So he takes orders from every person in the family and his servants and what you want, each one giving what size shoes he wears and what he wants to buy and buy this and buy that. He goes to the parrot. Oh, my beloved parrot, I'm going to India. Can I get you anything? To the parrot answers, and the parrot says, oh, my master, nothing. Just convey my greetings to my friends there in India and tell them that, you know, you are my master and I am your parrot and you got this cage for me. Just convey my greetings to them. He said, that's all. Parrot said, yes. So he goes. He goes to India, does his work, and he gets everybody's orders. And then he realizes, my parrot, man, I haven't conveyed the salams of my parrot to its connections, its relatives. And then suddenly he sees some parrots on the tree there, in a forest. So now he tries to explain to them that my parrot is in a cage and it has given its greetings to all of you. The moment he says this, one parrot drops down dead. Ya Allah, he says, what I did? I caused the death of a parrot, innocent parrot. I should not have conveyed the greeting of my parrot. See what I did, I caused the death of an innocent parrot, and he felt bad about it. Comes home, gives everybody whatever the gifts he brought. And then he goes to the parrot and tells his parrot, but you know what happened? I conveyed your greetings, but when I did that, it caused the death of one of your relatives. And that parrot fell down dead. The moment he says this, his own pet parrot also falls down dead. Now he is distressed. And he's feeling so sad. Ya Allah, now I caused two deaths. I shouldn't have relayed this message to my own parrot. This is my beloved parrot, he's crying. And after some time he realizes, I can't cry now, I've got to open this gate, this door of this cage, and let the parrot come, I have to take it out and bury it. It's going to be very hard for him, but he has to do it. So he opens the door of the cage, takes his parrot in his hand, and he's crying. And he takes the parrot to one corner of the house outside by the wall. And he places it down, ready to dig a hole and bury this parrot. When suddenly he sees his parrot got life, it wakes up and begins to fly and perches itself away from him on the wall. Now he's astonished. Bhai, ye kya ho raha hai? Kya majra hai? Kya tamasha hai? What's happening? Then the parrot says, oh my master, you see, when I gave my salam to my parrot connections there, my relatives, that one parrot showed me what to do. It was just a plan. It just pretended as though it was dead. It lost its life and fell down. It taught me what to do. All these years I am kept in your bondage, captivity, like a slave. So now when I did this, you thought I also died. And now you have set me free from your bondage. So he says, okay, explain to me more. So parrot says, oh my master, what you need to do is you also have been caged by your nafs, by your egos, your whims, your fancies, your evil desires. Things are prompting you. Nafs all the time. Look at haram, eat haram, do haram. When you grow old, you can change your life. Leave it for tomorrow. We'll see after that. So now you need to gain freedom from the captivity of your nafs by annihilating yourself. You need to now connect yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and no longer follow the dictates of your nafs. Then you have gained hurriya and freedom. Then you will have ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when that happens, a person, may Allah give us a strong heart. It is easy to say this thing, but I'm most in need, really, to have a clean, pure heart, a heart that is strong, a heart that is brimming with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, When somebody says, lose your soul in the love of Allah. Lose it in the love of Allah. Not lose it in the love of haram. Lose it in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart becomes qawi. Then when halat comes upon a person, he is able to take those conditions. There's a person by the name of Ibn Tulun. He was a governor. He was a governor in Egypt many, many years ago. He was a zalim, a tyrant ruler. Very evil person. And in his time, there was another person, Bunan al-Hammal, rahmatullahi alayhi. He was Allah's wali. Simple person, very pious. So on one occasion, this Bunan al-Hammal, the pious person, he had seen this person doing something wrong. So Nahi anil Munkar, in a nice way, he wrote to him that Hakim, with all due respect, what you are doing is incorrect. It is against Sharia. So this angered the ruler, became very, very upset. So now he imprisons him. And then there is a day where everybody assembles. And now he's put into an arena. And a lion is now released upon him. Can you imagine? Everybody is watching. The people who love Bunan al-Hammal, rahmatullahi, all of them gathered that this is going to be the last of our buzrug. So he's lying down on the floor. And this lion comes darting towards him. And suddenly it stops. It pauses by him. And begins to sniff him. And the face of the lion is above his face. And this Bunan al-Hammal is just looking at the lion. And the lion sniffs and moves away, wags his tail and goes away completely. Everybody sees this. All of them now saying, Allahu Akbar, Takbir. Even that tyrant ruler, Ibn Tulun, he realizes, no, this man is somebody else. And he releases him and he is pardoned. People ask Bunan al-Hammal, Hazrat, tell us what you felt. What were the feelings at that time with the lion's face above you? How you felt at that time? He said, my mind went to one masala, whether the saliva of a lion is paak or napak. His mind was on that. The saliva is tahir or najis. So these were the Allah walas. Their mind was always on Allah Rabbul Izzat. They had the marifat of Allah. They had the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are not fairy tales. These are genuine stories that happen. You and I can also become the friends of Allah. Yeah, we are weak in this zamana. There are so many things that will entice us, attractions, especially for our youngsters. In those days, there were no cell phone. Everything was so different. Now the challenges are much more. But remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. I've said this, I don't know how many hundreds of times. Take baby steps towards Allah. Allah comes running towards you. But you have to take the first step. Mujahada is not one day or 2 days. A lot of mujahada, a lot of zikr and tilawat and it's over. No. It's a lifelong thing. This wrestling match with your nafs. Kabhi tu dabade, kabhi wo dabade. Zindagi bar. It's a lifelong thing. Sometimes you'll have the upper hand over your nafs and you control the nafs. Sometimes you become overpowered. But when you become overpowered, again you turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And we saw in Surah Yusuf, Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, despite being in that condition where it seemed impossible now to be free from Zulaikha and her enticement, because all the doors were closed, he still took the step and he ran towards the door, knowing that the door is locked. But what was within his means? And before that, Ma'adallah. I seek Allah's protection, Allah's refuge. So will Allah not come to our protection? Whatever our circumstance and condition is, whether it's a business deal, whether it's drugs, whether it's fornication, haram, Ma'adallah. I cannot displease my Allah. And you run towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are days of Qurbani coming very close. The first 10 days of the Hijjah. We have heard so many times, every year we hear bayans, there are so many articles. They all remind us for us. That Allah Rabbul Izzat has actually taken a qasam on these 10 days and nights. وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ. So, وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ. Here Allah has taken a qasam on Fajr. And the night, the 10 nights, Mufassirin say, the nights of Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 nights, of course, including the days. Without going into much detail, there is a hadith of Rasulullah SAW narrated by Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, in which he says, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ فِيهَا أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ. There is no days in which good deeds are done that are more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than good deeds done in these first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Allah gives us an opportunity. Allah has taken an oath on it. When Allah does not have to take an oath on anything, Allah has still taken an oath on many things in the Quran, on time, wal asr, wal fajr, by fajr. Allah has taken an oath on the war horses, wal adiyati dubhan, wal shamsi wa duhaha, wal qamari idha tala, the sun, the moon, wal najmi idha hawa, on the stars, to show the importance of these things. So Allah wants to show us the importance of these nights and days. The hadith of Rasulullah SAW, whoever keeps a single day roza in these first 9 days, obviously 10th of Dhul Hijjah is Yawmul Nahr, day of Eid, Yawmul Eid al-Adha. We cannot fast on that day. So we're talking about the other days. If you keep one day roza, you get the sawab of keeping roza for an entire year. And ibadah during that night, you're getting the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. In Ramadan, last 10 nights, we are searching for Laylatul Qadr. Here you're getting the sawab already of Laylatul Qadr. And the day of Arafat, if we keep on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, then the entire year's minor sins are forgiven, the past year, and even the following year, the year that's still going to come, all the minor sins are forgiven. So this golden opportunity Allah is giving all of us, despite our weaknesses, yes, if you can keep roza, excellent. If you can't manage it, at least on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, Arafat day, we should try our level best to keep. At least sometime, some part of the night, make some ibadah, whether dhikr, tilawat, whatever it is, tahajjud. But with that, refrain from any type of sins. Huququllah and huququl ibad. I mentioned the other day, huququl ibad, many of us, we overlook, we ignore. Ibadah we're making well, doing very, very good. But if it comes to the rights of people, rights of neighbors, rights of fellow human beings, people who are working for us, elderly, parents, children, wives, then we ignore these things. Person goes for Hajj, and he owes people money. He hasn't asked for maaf, he hasn't made amends, and he's going for Hajj upon Hajj, or going Umrah upon Umrah, or whatever it is. So we're not looking down upon any person. Our maqsad is that, Ya Allah, you help me to cleanse and purify my heart. Time is running out against us. When maut will strike, Allah knows best. We're sitting here today, tomorrow we're not here. That lamenting of the akhirah, that hasrat, yawmul hasra, that is too late. That's why, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Kar le ab jo karna hai, akhir maut hai. So simple. Ek din marna hai. We all have to die one day. Akhir is maut, end is maut, finish. Kar le ab jo karna hai. Do what we have to do now, whilst we have the life. Whilst we have people around us, to help us, to support us. We have some wealth, whatever it is. We have time, before maut strikes, then we have to spend our time in the itaat of Allah, in the pleasure of Allah, in the pleasure and the itaat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Any mistake we make, any blunder, any slip, Allah has kept the doors of tawbah open for us, make amends, cry to Allah. And when it comes to huququl ibad, go to the person once, twice, ask him, please forgive me, I made a mistake. The person who asks for forgiveness first, then he's free from pride. وَمَا زَادَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا بِعَفْوٍ إِلَّا عِزًّا. We had an argument, we had a fight with some person, who husband and wife. Now we're giving silent treatment, nobody talking. But if you take the courage, you be bold, you go ask for forgiveness first. وَمَا زَادَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا بِعَفْوٍ. By you forgiving another person, Allah increases you in honor and respect. Allah will give you honor and respect. So respected friends and elders, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of doing good deeds. See, tawfiq only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah to give me tawfiq. We end up with a simple incident for us to ponder and reflect upon. There was a slave and the master, both are Muslims. And they were going somewhere, and suddenly they heard adhan. So the slave asked the master, please, can I go inside the masjid? I need to perform my salah. The master says, okay, go, but don't take too long. Eh? The master is a Muslim also, but he's standing outside. The slave goes, namaz. He performs his salat. Jamaat takes place. Everybody is coming out. The slave is still inside. The master is waiting, by God. He goes to the door and shouts, "Bhai, where are you? How long are you taking? What's holding you back?" You see, the same person who is holding you outside, he is holding me inside the masjid. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawfiq comes from Allah. Allah will give us tawfiq if we show the willingness. We are prepared to make Allah happy. Allah is too kind. Allah never oppresses. Allah gives us millions of opportunities to make amends. Allah gives us millions of opportunities to do good deeds. Allah gets happy. You do a good deed, Allah gives you a tawfiq of making another good deed. When you do something, ponder and reflect. See, I did this, Allah gave me tawfiq of even doing that now. Especially when it comes to sadaqah, helping some person. And from there it goes to something else and something else. You don't realize within a few days, so much of good you did. Provided we have ikhlas, and we are genuine and sincere. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open doors. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا. Subul is plural. Those who make this mujahada on their nafs, who strive towards Allah Ta'ala, making Allah Ta'ala happy. Allah says, we open doors of guidance for Him. Not just one door. There are so many ways to make Allah Ta'ala happy. So may Allah Ta'ala grant me tawfiq, grant all of you tawfiq, of making good use of these Mubarak days, in which we can turn to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and have this pure heart, which is saf, which is shafaf, pure, filled with Allah Ta'ala's love, the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. يسعد الروح الشريفة. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا الله ہماری گناہ کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما یا اللہ ہم گنہگار ہیں ہم سیاہکار ہیں یا اللہ ہم مجرم ہیں یا اللہ ہم اقرار مجرم ہیں یا اللہ یا اللہ وی ار سینرز یا اللہ یا اللہ وی کنفیس یا اللہ یا اللہ وی ہیو کمیٹڈ ٹو مینی گناز ان اور لائف یا اللہ یا اللہ وین موت اسٹرائک یا اللہ وی ڈو ناٹ نو مائی اللہ یا اللہ ہیلپ اس بیفور موت کمز مائی اللہ یا اللہ فورگیو اس مائی اللہ گیو اس التوفیق میکنگ توبۃ نصوحا یا اللہ ہم نادم ہیں شرمندہ ہے یا اللہ Allah, sins become merged in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy. Big sins, small sins, amadan, khata'an, Ya Allah, whatever gunas we have committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, wash away those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari diloko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, wazakkiha, anta khayru man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Ya Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, for your assistance, your help, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot do any good, Ya Allah, but with your help, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot stay away from evil except with your help and assistance, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all of us, Ya Allah, afiyat in our lives. Afiyat in dunya, afiyat in akhirat, my Allah. Give us salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of taking your mubarak, blessed name, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of begging from you, my Allah. The sweetness of making sajda before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many people are not well, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they're in hospitals or at home, Ya Allah. Some have underwent operations, some are still going for operations, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant each one shifai kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brother Hafiz Abdullah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, he has passed on, my Allah. Ya Allah, make his maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make his maghfirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive him for all the sins he committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, grant him the highest of stages in Jannat, my Allah. Grant his family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant his family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, all other marhumin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them, Ya Allah, Jannatul Firdaus and all the families, Ya Allah. Those who are left behind, Ya Allah, grant them sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, you know the condition of the ummah today, my Allah. Ya Allah, being kicked from pillar to post, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, Ya Allah. Especially our Muslim brothers and sisters in Gaza, my Allah. In Palestine, my Allah. Allah, in so many other war-torn countries, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got no food to eat. They've got no water, my Allah. They've got no clothing, my Allah. Days upon days, my Allah. Months upon months and years upon years, my Allah. Ya Allah, they don't even have a decent place to live in, my Allah. They don't have homes like how we have, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, Ya Allah. Especially our brothers and sisters, our mothers, my Allah, our masoom children in Gaza, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu unki bharpoor nusrat farma. Ya Allah, the enemy, Ya Allah, they've got no mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have mentioned in the Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْهُمْ أَضَلُّ. They are like animals, in fact they are worse than animals, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, Ya Allah, nobody can overpower you, my Allah. Nothing can make you helpless and ajiz, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are most powerful, my Allah. Change the conditions, my Allah. Ya Allah, give the Musliman, Ya Allah, victory, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them afiyat, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant them barakat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mawt iman, my Allah. Mawt in Medina Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us burial in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us intercession, the shafa'at of Rasulullah in the day of Qiyamah. The Hawdi Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Ya Allah, protect us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam. From every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, our progeny, the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqrabin, maqbuleen. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Give us plentiful, my Allah. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. Don't make us make israf and waste our monies, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us spend it in the correct way, my Allah. Such that you'll become pleased with us, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are going for hajj, Ya Allah, those who have already went, all the hujjaj kiram, Ya Allah, grant them a hajj mabroor, my Allah. Ya Allah, a maqbool hajj, my Allah. An easy hajj, my Allah. Remove all difficulties, my Allah. Let there be no difficulties and disasters and catastrophes, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless them, my Allah. Ya Allah, when they will say labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, accept the labbaik, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them make sincere tawbah and istighfar and return, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with a clean and pure heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, those upon whom hajj is fard especially, my Allah. And they have not undertaken this journey as yet, my Allah. Grant them the tawfiq, my Allah, to make the hajj quickly, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who have not gone at all, Ya Allah, and who want to go, my Allah, Ya Allah, they don't have the means, Ya Allah. You provide the means for them, my Allah, to also make the hajj, my Allah. Ya Allah, our brothers have raised their hands here in the masjid, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters at home and others listening at, over the receiver, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got so many hajat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're only begging from you, my Allah. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Allah, we're not turning to any other person. There is no other person who can fulfill our du'as and our desires, my Allah, and our fulfill our hajat. Ya qadi al-hajat, ya dafi al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujiba da'wati al-muttarrin idha da'uk. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha biqadaiha wa naja'iha. Rahmatan tughrina biha rahmati man siwak. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. الا حاضرين غائبين سب كي دعاء قبول فرما. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم. وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون. وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.